I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. The San Francisco Symphony's production of the opera Bluebeard's Castle by Béla Bartók presented a logistical challenge for director Nick Hillel.
One of the big challenges is that we've got a full orchestra on stage, two singers, a huge set, plus we've got this evolving screen structure, so there's a lot to fit in.
The semi-staged opera has just two characters, Judith, the young wife, and Duke Bluebeard. There are seven locked doors in his castle, which she convinces him to open one by one. Rather than constructing a physical set with actual doors to open, Hillel's team is able to project images onto various parts of the stage, including an intricately folded screen above it.
We have seven doors to open. How are we going to do it? So we came up with this glowing shape, origami structure that shifts and transforms as each door opens. The idea being that it mirrors Judith's journey as she penetrates deeper and deeper into Bluebeard's psyche. It's definitely a complicated setup.
Each of the doors holds a different secret behind it: a torture chamber, the armory, the treasury, the garden, the kingdom, the pool of tears, and finally the room containing Bluebeard's other wives. Since the libretto is very specific and precise, Nick Hillel says they wanted to make the images more impressionistic and evocative than literal.
We didn't want it to be a film. It's not about sitting down and watching a film with an orchestra perform. It's about trying to weave the video into the music and try and make that synergy work.
The production will be conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, with mezzo-soprano Michelle DeYoung as Judith and Alan Held as Duke Bluebeard. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.